today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Almighty. Dear brothers and sisters, salam. And welcome to this episode of today's special under the topic of the moral conduct of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. Be with us.
أسعد حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي.
First, we look at the calendar. Today, Saturday, is the 6th of Rajab, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 8th of Bahman, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 28th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As usual, we select a verse of the Holy Quran, verse 119 of chapter At-Tawbah. We'll listen to it together, then we come back and speak about its point.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين.
O you who have believed, fear Allah and be with those who are true.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse addresses the believers and commands them to be in awe of Allah and to be pious. They should be always with the truthful ones too. Some Islamic narrations denote that the objective meaning of the truthful ones is Muhammad the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, and his Ahlul Bayt, and the Immaculate Imams, peace be upon them all. It is certain that they were the top of the truthful ones, and the Islamic community as a duty out to follow them. Today we learn more about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, Shia's first imam, and us. It's said that Imam Ali alayhi salam was killed because of his excessive emphasis on practicing of and adhering to justice. After the demise of the third caliph, people thronged Imam Ali, peace be upon him, to accept the reins of Islamic government. In Sermon 3 of Nahjul Balagha, Imam Ali said, "At that moment nothing took me by surprise, but the crowd of people rushing to me. It advanced towards me from every side like the mane of the hyena, so much so that Hassan and Hussein were getting rushed and both the ends of my shoulder garments were torn. They collected around me like a herd of sheep and goats," he said.
So the hadith that I'd like to share with you is actually a hadith found in Sahih Muslim as well as Jami' al-Tirmidhi. And it's a hadith that has different versions, but they're largely very similar. And the hadith states that Muawiyah ibn Abi Sufyan, he once asked Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, one of the senior companions of the Prophet. Muawiyah asked him, "Ma yamna'uka an tasubba Aba Turab?" What prevents you from cursing Abu Turab? Why don't you curse Ali ibn Abi Talib? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says to Muawiyah, "Qala amma ma dhakartu thalathan, qala hunna Rasulullah, falan asubba." Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says to Muawiyah, that the reason why I don't curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because I heard the Prophet say three things about Ali that if one of them were said about me, he has three virtues that if I only had one of them, they would be more dear to me than red camels. And red camels were very valuable during that time. They were considered to be like a luxury vehicle. So Sa'd, he says that the Prophet ﷺ once left Ali behind in one of the battles in his expedition to Tabuk. When he left Ali behind, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib said to the Prophet, "O Messenger of Allah, you leave me behind with the women and the children. Why don't you allow me to join you? Why are you leaving me behind as you prepare to go on this military expedition?" And this is where Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, he says that I heard the Prophet say to Ali, "O Ali, ama tarza an takuna minni bimanzilati Harun min Musa? O Ali, don't you want to be to me as Harun was to Musa? Illa annahu la nubuwwata ba'di," except for the fact that there is no prophethood after me.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
In this part of today's special, we look at life lessons from Nahjul Balagha. People will always complain. This is the title of this part. Imam Ali said, "If I speak out, they would call me greedy towards power. But if I keep quiet, they would say I was afraid of death." You will always have people who will complain about you doing something in a certain way because human nature is such in some people. Do what you have to do. Do it to the best of your ability and then try and take positive criticism for improvement, but don't get bogged down by people's negativities. علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر 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 علي 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 حيدر حيدر حيدر. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio, and in this episode we speak about Imam Ali. In this part we look at policymaking features in the mannerisms of Imam Ali, peace be upon him. He would never use deception and imposture in politics. One of the characteristics of his politics, Imam Ali's politics, is that it was free of any deception and trickery. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, has narrated, "If it were not for piety, I would be able to use tricks better than all deceitful Arabs." When comparing himself with Muawiyah, he said, "I swear to Allah that Muawiyah is not cleverer than me." But what should Ali do while he is committed to piety and morality when his hands and his tongue are tied? This is the method of the commander of the faithful. If one is not pious, his hands and his tongue are free. They can do and say whatever they please. If we are not pious, we allow ourselves to say things which are untrue. We can engage in slander. We can tell lies to the people. We can break our promises. We can become attached to the enemies of the straight path. When piety does not exist, this is the manner in which we behave. The commander of the faithful, Imam Ali alayhi salam, said that he chose politics and piety together. This is why there was no deception or dishonesty in the method that Ali, peace be upon him, adopted.
Sa'ad then says, number two is that I heard the Prophet say on the day of Khaybar, after Abu Bakr and Umar failed to conquer the fortress of Khaybar, the Prophet said, لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ رَجُلًا يُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيُحِبُّهُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. The Prophet says, tomorrow I will give the banner, I will give the standard to a man who loves Allah and His Messenger, and who is beloved to Allah and His Messenger. Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, he tells Muawiyah, فَتَطَاوَلْنَا لَهَا. We were all hoping that the Prophet was speaking about us. We were all hoping that we would be the ones who would conquer Khaybar. The next morning, the Prophet said to us, where is Ali? We said to him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali has an eye ailment. The Prophet said, ud'u li Aliyan, call Ali. And the Prophet wiped his blessed saliva on the eyes of Ali, and he was cured of that ailment. فَدَفَعَ الرَّايَةَ إِلَيْهِ. The Prophet gave Ali ibn Abi Talib the standard on that day. فَفَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ. Through Ali, Allah conquered the fortress of Khaybar. And finally, Sa'ad ibn Abi Waqqas, he says, the third reason why I do not curse Ali ibn Abi Talib is because Ayat al-Mubahala was revealed about him. When the Christians of Najran challenged the Prophet regarding the nature of Jesus, Allah says, فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْ نَدْعُ أَبْنَاءَنَا وَأَبْنَاءَكُمْ وَنِسَاءَنَا وَنِسَاءَكُمْ وَأَنفُسَنَا وَأَنفُسَكُمْ. The Prophet is told by Allah that let's do a mubahala. Let us summon our sons and your sons, our women and your women, and ourselves and yourselves. For the sons, the Prophet summoned Hassan and Hussein. For women, even though the Prophet had many wives, the only woman that he brought to represent Islam was Sayyida Fatima alayhi salam. And Ali ibn Abi Talib was also there on that day. And what category does Ali fall under? He's not from among the sons. He's not from among the women. He is the declared self of the Prophet. He is the nafs of the Prophet. And Sa'ad, he says, that when they gathered on the day of Mubahala, I heard the Prophet say, Allahumma ha'ula'i ahli. O Allah, these are my family. This is my family.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. This is the end of this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, we spoke about the justice of Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode. And till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi. علي إمامي لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي لا
ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi,
Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami.
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
حيدر حيدر